I just love those 1-4-5 progressions. Okay, JD.
Yeah.
You got it. You got the ball.
That's what. Pass. He just showed you every chord that was on the banjo. You know anything about it, you can't tell when he makes a mistake. I couldn't. No, like I said, I don't get into these type of things. I'm a different type of player. I guess you want to call a scrubs picker. But these guys, they've taken, I've known Mike for a long time, and of course all these guys I've known for years. But they've taken Baylor Fleck. You know, I remember Baylor when he started out. And you know what he's accomplished, it's amazing. And all these guys, like Tony's probably his teacher. You start them out, actually. And, but, you know, these guys have studied the banjo to the point where, man, I mean, you know, they're out there. And it's great. I mean, it's good to see an instrument or show that it can do more than just straight bluegrass, you know. And but it's these guys here can do that, and I'm just like, well, I let them do that, and I do what I do. I remember talking to Earl about that, and I used to ask him, I'd say, you know, Earl, I said, what do you think about these guys, you know, that's playing the banjo, and it's so much different? And he said, they're way out there. I don't understand it. You know, if it lasts, well, you know, he doesn't have to, you know. He did what he did, and that's why I'm here. Actually, it's probably why they're here, too. But like I said, they've taken it farther out to show that you can do a lot more with a banjo than just playing straight bluegrass. What? I said, grab speed. I haven't played that one in a while. That's kind of foreign to me now. Okay, I'll try a little of it.